While Governor Andrew Cuomo says there has been no progress on a decision on hydrofracking in New York, the movement that opposes the gas drilling technology gets louder. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there are a couple of candidates in this year's race for governor who want to tap into that anti-fracking fervor.
Every year for the last few years, there have been anti-fracking protesters at the New York State Fair, mostly farmers with grassroots environmentalists joining in. This year, the anti-fracking demonstration in front of the main gate of the fair had a decidedly political look to it. With two anti-fracking candidates in the September Democratic primary on hand, including Fordham University professor Zephyr Teachout.
On September 9th, listen to what can happen. If every person in this state who is opposed to hydrofracking votes, I will be the next governor of the state of New York.
Teachout says she admires the anti-hydrofracking activists because they've been successful in keeping the fracking debate in limbo in New York State.
Every other shale-rich state has given in to the big money interests. And in New York, people have come together to protect our future, to protect our kids, our water, our precious, precious water supply. They've explained how reckless and dangerous it is, and now they've stopped hydrofracking. They can stop Andrew Cuomo, too.
If Teachout and others fail in their bid to topple Cuomo in the September primary, then the job falls to Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins in the general election. He also ran for governor 4 years ago.
The reason I came in third in 2010 is I called for a ban at a time when most of the movement was calling for a moratorium. Some were even saying natural gas and fracking would be the lesser evil to coal. After the election, this group popped up with a ban for fracking. The groups that had a moratorium petition were now calling for a ban. We move the debate. And when we come to November, in all likelihood, I'll be the only banned fracking candidate on the ballot. And I think it's going to make a big difference.
In the latest Quinnipiac poll, Democrats in New York State oppose fracking by a 60-29% margin. The Cuomo administration has been studying the effects of the hot political issue with no decision one way or another. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.